The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
This morning's hug is a story of a friend who opened his wife's underwear drawer and picked up a silk paper wrapped package. This, he said, isn't any ordinary package. He unwrapped the box and stared at both the silk paper and the box. He said she got this the first time we went to New York 8 or 9 years ago. She has never put it on, was saving it for a special occasion. Well, I guess this is it. He got near the bed and placed the gift box next to other clothing that he was taking to the funeral house. His wife had just died, and he turned and said, "Never save something for a special occasion. Every day in your life is a special occasion." And I still think those words could change your life. Now, I read more, clean less, spend more time with the family, less at work. I understood that life should be a source of experience to be lived up to, not survived through. I no longer keep anything. I use crystal glasses every day. I'll wear new clothes to go to the supermarket if I feel like it. Don't save special aftershave or perfume for special occasions. Use it whenever you want to. The words someday and one day are fading away from my dictionary. If it's worth seeing, listening or doing, then I want to see, listen or do it now. I don't know what my friend's wife would have done if she knew she wouldn't be there the next morning. This, of course, nobody can tell. I think she might have called her relatives and closest friends. She might call old friends to make peace over past quarrels. I'd like to think that she'd maybe go out for a Chinese, her favorite food. It's the small things that I would regret not doing if I knew that my time had come. I would regret it because I would no longer see the friends I would meet. Letters that I wanted to write one of these days. I would regret and feel sad because I didn't say to my brothers or family, not times enough at least, how much I love them. Now, I try not to delay, postpone, or keep anything that could bring laughter and joy into our lives. And on every morning, I say to myself that this could be a special day. Each day, each hour, each minute is special. Live for today.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
This is slightly frustrating. Christmas decorations being banned by almost 3 out of 4 British employers for fear of offending staff from other faiths. Now, many office workers, I think, though, will celebrate the birth of Jesus in the usual way by, you know, praising a baby in the stationery cupboard during the works too. Good on you, I say. Apparently there's a Christmas beer. I don't even know this. Did you know that Father Christmas used to wear a green suit?
Yeah, that does ring a bell, actually. Yeah.
This is a true fact. He used to wear a green suit, but it was Coca-Cola that changed his suit colour to red. Morning, Father Christmas, if you're listening, because he does listen to the show. He's getting all the toys ready for all the kids this Christmas. But anyway, there's a Christmas beer that's brewed in Oxfordshire. It's been banned in parts of the United States. Why? Because it has a picture of Father Christmas on the label. It's ridiculous, isn't it? I think there's an easy way, you know, to find out whether Father Christmas drinks beer or not. Because, you know, what do you normally leave him? A little mince pie?
Yeah, maybe a little can of lager or something.
A little bit of sherry. Well, I'm going to say, if you want to check this year if Santa drinks beer, instead of leaving a mince pie this Christmas Eve, leave him a kebab. If it's eaten, you know he drinks beer. It's as simple as that. Right, we've got Biffo the Cosmic Raver on the line. Morning, Biffo! Hanging all right this morning, thank you, Biffo.
You've been on your holidays, haven't you, kid? And did you have a nice time?
Yeah, I had a lovely, relaxing time with my mum.
Where did you go, Lynn?
I went to Tenerife, Biffo.
Oh, laughing with your ma.
Yeah.
Is that your blizzard? Oh, well, welcome back, CD. Crimbo's almost here, laughing. Hey, kidder.
Yeah.
Got a bit of a true story for you.
Okay, fire away, tell me.
Laughing, kidder. It's about Bruce, who was driving along, you know, Sydney Harbour Bridge down under there.
Yeah.
And he spotted his tart, Sheila. He was crying and she was about to jump off the bridge.
Yeah.
He went over to her and he went, "Crikey, Sheila, what are you doing?" She said, well, Bruce, you've made me pregnant, so I'm going to jump. He says, dude, Sheila, you're not only good in bed, but you're a good sport as well. Oh, kidder. Welcome back. See you in the morning. I'll see you later, you tart.
See you later, you tart. I like it. It's 8:30. Good morning.
Download and get CD. The
Kev Seed Podcast. Great quote from Paul Merton recently when he had Anne Widdecombe on his show. Read in the press recently that she saw on the seashore. She said, Anne Widdecombe, that she was going to be, or she was nearly on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Mm. Paul Merton said, what is one of the trials?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the
Battle of the Sexes continues. The boys are in the lead, which is nice to know when I come back off holidays. George is our champion, back for day two. Hello, George.
Oh, hiya. How are you doing, Kev?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. It's a bit rainy out there today, but I'm doing okay.
Bit of a dampen today, George.
Yeah, it's a bit rainy, yeah.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm Education Welfare Officer.
Okay, and whereabouts are you based?
I'm based at Knotty Ash.
Knotty Ash, the home of the jam butty mines, eh?
Yep, that's it, yeah.
Okay, George, it's day 2-2 for you today. You're playing against Ashley, who's an old swan. Hello, Ashley.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
What do you do, Ash?
Work in the cafe.
You work in the cafe?
Yeah.
Which one?
The coffee jar in Broadway.
Oh, the coffee jar in Broadway. Hello, everyone in the coffee. Good morning, everyone. I must say good morning, by the way, while I remember, you mentioned the cafe. There's a friend of mine. I must say hi to Lord Cheese Cobb, who is listening this morning. Hope you're all right. Right, it's 10 to 9, so everyone in the cafe's okay today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pat.
Good, good, good. Ashley, would you say hello to George?
Hello, George. Bye, hi, George.
In the Broadway, I don't know if I've been in that car. I might go there later on. Sometimes on my rounds there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'll give you a decent one there, George. You know? Full in for you there, lad.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, Kevin, can I say hello to Georgia, who might be listening? She's just going to school.
Yes, of course.
Hi, Georgia, she's listening. You better get to school. We can't be late.
All right. Good morning, Georgia. See from you. George. And I'd like to say hello to George as well. Hello, George.
Hey, do.
Right, let's get on with it, shall we? Right, it's Wednesday. Let's get on with this. It's four questions, one music question. The boys are in the lead. Day two for George today. Question one open to both of you. Here we go. Which pop princess celebrated her 25th birthday recently and wore knickers?
Britney Spears.
You need to shout girls,
yeah.
Ashley.
Boys.
Did you say Britney Spears, Ashley?
Yeah.
Yes, it was Britney Spears. She's been a bit of a one lately, hasn't she?
Not all.
Yes.
Seems to be all the thing going commando these days.
You've been doing it for years.
I have, you're right. Although whilst I was with my mum, I had to do something about it.
You're always careful getting out of a car, though, aren't you?
I am.
Britney.
That's right.
What was she thinking there?
I don't know. It's mad, isn't it? I know what I was thinking. Question number two. Which Premiership boss has said his team isn't getting the same treatment from referees as other teams in the league?
Please.
Go ahead, George.
Arsene Wenger.
Incorrect, I'm afraid, Georgie Porgy. Oh. Ashley, I'll throw it over to you. Which Premiership boss, have a guess if you don't know, said his team...
Liverpool's boss.
Pardon?
Liverpool's boss.
Liverpool's boss is incorrect. Oh. Anyone around the table?
Mr. Mourinho.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I sounded like something he'd whinge about.
That's right. It is Jose Mourinho. Question three. Which wag... Do you know what a wag is, George?
It's like a wig, isn't it?
It's like hold your plums, isn't it?
Give us a clue, Billy.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, the hell I will. Oh, go on. You give me one before. wag. It's wag is it's wives and girlfriends. It's the title that all the wives and girlfriends got when the World Cup is on of the football players.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know that, Ashley?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So which wag is house hunting in Hollywood?
Girls.
Go ahead, Ashley.
Posh.
Posh is correct. Oh, I can see your crown being pulled off you at the moment, George.
The pardon? Question.
Say again, Georgie.
It's a good job it's radio, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Question number four. Sheikh Mohammed, reportedly worth... Go ahead, George.
He might be buying Liverpool football club.
That's a good answer, that, but it's not the answer to the question. The whole question over to you, Ashley, is this. Sheikh Mohammed is reportedly worth how much? Is it 14, 16 or 18 billion?
14.
Is the right answer. Yay! Well done, that's 3 points to the girls. That is no points to the boys. Unfortunately, George, you've been tin-hatted this morning.
We have a winner!
Girls are back on top. George, commiserations.
Okay, then, that's fine. Could you say a few hellos then, Kaz?
Yeah, help yourself, mate.
Okay, can I say hello to all the people at Radio Borough Green? I've just started there as a trainee presenter. They've been very good to me, and they've got a nice bit of a road show on Saturday that's how they raise money at Bellvale Shopping on Saturday.
Okay, are you a trainee presenter, George?
I've just started, Kev.
Fantastic.
I think I decided to do it after listening to somebody on Top Man Radio.
Really?
It's always been in my head since then, so I've decided at 40 to have a go at doing that, and it's been really good.
Well,
it's
good. That's where we all started, hospital radio, so good luck with that. If maybe if you get in touch with Simon Ross frequently, he lets people from Hospital Radio sit in on his show. So if you get in touch with Simon Ross here at Radio City, you know, you'll... You may become a sit-in on his show. Would you?
You can show me how it's done, couldn't
he? He could show you how it's done. Mind you that again.
Can I just butt in? Just ask, is that George who used to live in Day Street?
Oh, it's not Jackie that used to live at opposite me, is it?
No, it's not.
Surprise!
It's your life! George, you've been tin-assed with
you. What? You used to trim me up all the time, didn't you?
Nice to hear from you.
How are you doing anyway? How's Carl?
Oh, fantastic. Still playing the football.
Should we get Andrew United in?
Don't mind us.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Say hello to Jan for me.
Guys, any chance I can interrupt him?
Go on then.
Yeah, okay, we just need to Jackie, move the show on here.
Sorry, I thought it was the Jackie and George show then.
Right, George, just stay.
Can I come down for breakfast then?
Yeah, of course you can.
You call out.
George, just wait there, will you?
Sorry,
we thanks, mate. Ashley, well done, you. Do you want to say hello to anyone?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Everyone in the salon. And my nan and granddad and Andrea.
All right, Ashley. Welcome back. You're back on tomorrow as a Battle of the Sexes champion. Have a nice day today.
I will, dog.
Bye-bye, Ashley.
Bye-bye.
Are you still there, George?
It is, aye, Kevin.
Hello, George. We're just thinking maybe with you being a trainee presenter, you'd like to intro the next song.
Oh, I'd love to, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I'll do, George, is I'm going to play a little jingle. It's This Love. It's Maroon 5.
Oh, yeah. Lovely song.
You've heard of this one. You know how it goes. Yep. Remember not to crash the vocal.
Crash the vocal.
You know, that means you don't speak over the singy bit.
No, I won't.
Okay. I'm going to play a jingle, then you pick it up and pretend it's your show and talk up the intro. Is that all right?
That's fantastic.
All right.
Excellent.
All right. Stand by, everybody. George's first radio link on Radio City on the way.
It's George here on Radio City on a lovely rainy day here. I've got a great song and Blue Flies. It's called This Love.
Spot on, George. Hey, like a true professional there, mate. Well done. Good luck with that. Nice talking to you. We'll speak again soon, George.
Thank you, Kev.
All the best, mate.
Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.